Welcome to Global One Media Stocks to Watch. I'm Michael Suido. I'm speaking today with Sean Delaney. He's the Managing Director of Australia's Olympio Metals. Sean, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Sean, you're Aussie. You're joining us from Perth. Olympio Metals is an Australian company. Up until recently, its projects have been focused in Australia. But the Stocks to Watch team met you not too long ago in Toronto, an exposition put on by the Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada. The timing was good. Olympio Metals acquired a project last year in Western Quebec near the border with Ontario. It focuses on lithium. So tell us, what drove you to expand outside Australia?
Well, thanks, Michael. We had those a large focus, I suppose, of the Australian companies going into Canada to acquire lithium projects. And look, we really like the North American lithium story, if you like, in terms of the transition to green energy and to electric vehicles and the demand and the growth in that sector. So, yeah, we just were looking around for a quality project, and Vision Lithium were prepared to sell that project to us, which is a good quality project that had spodumene on the surface. And the most important thing about it is really the location. I guess it's just, say, 50 kilometers out of the mining town of Val d'Or. So that just means that you've got access to, you know, skilled workers there. It means that your exploration is a lot cheaper. It means that the infrastructure is already in place. So we just thought, look, here's a large sort of package of land, 190 square kilometers, that's got known spodumene there, which is the source of the lithium, if you like. And we just thought it's a good opportunity to get involved in lithium exploration in North America.
So skilled workers, good location, good infrastructure. Your company already has a background in lithium from its projects in Australia. And I think it's worth pointing out that lithium is a hot commodity. As you mentioned, it's used in electric vehicles. It has medical uses as well. The project, by the way, is called Cadillac Lithium. Last I looked, lithium prices were rallying, but they are well below their 2022 peaks. So I'm wondering, is this really a good time to invest in lithium projects? And what impact do the current prices have on your business?
Yeah, look, for sure. I mean, the prices have come down significantly, and that's really, I suppose, been in the media. But I suppose the issue was the prices were unsustainably high. I mean, if there was no chance the industry could continue at those prices, you know, that we were sort of seeing in 2022. So prices have come off significantly. It looks like they've bottomed out, and now there's I wouldn't call it a rally, but there's certainly a recovery going on in the lithium price. But yeah, look, I mean, there's various sort of factors, I suppose, you know, why that's happened. But, you know, broadly, the demand for lithium is still growing. If you look at all the sort of forecasts of demand and supply, demand is still growing. EVs they may have slowed down, but there's still significant growth, and there's still sort of significant plans in terms of net zero by 2030 and the amount of electric vehicles that will be on the road. So, yeah, so look, the sentiment has hurt us for sure, especially at the junior end, and a lot of course, the producers have been hurt as well. But look, you know, we still believe, you know, long term, the North American lithium story makes sense, because the USA will need supplies of lithium, and Canada is really the obvious location for that, in our view.
And that makes sense. I mean, I agree that the long term story for lithium is good with electric vehicles. Definitely that there should be demand there. And even though the market has been tight, your company recently raised $1 million Australian to ramp up exploration in Canada. So congratulations on that. I'm curious, what's next for the project? What's on your calendar for the rest of the year?
Well, as I say, we raised $1 million Canadian in the flow-through scheme that they've got in Canada, which means that money will be spent on exploration. So, yeah, look, we're just waiting for the snow to melt through in that area in Quebec, even though there hasn't been a lot of snow this year. So we've just completed a drilling program. We've got those samples in the lab for assays, which will be available in the next few weeks. So we'll see what those assays tell us. And yeah, we're just gearing up to get out on the ground. We've got our geologists from Australia. We're going to head over there. We've got a great team using the Explore Logic people in Quebec, and Susie Tremblay is our young geologist there. So we're getting out on the ground. Boots on the ground is I suppose, what's required to find the next deposit of lithium. So that's what we're planning to do.
Boots on the ground. That's great. I want to go back to the topic of raising money. So we know you just raised $1 million in Canada for exploration there. A couple of years ago, your company went public in Australia on the Australian Stock Exchange through a backdoor listing. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we did. We acquired a friend of mine, Dan Houghton, who we put the company together with. He acquired a project called the Mulwarrie Project, which is just to the south of Delta Lithium's Mount Ida lithium deposit. And then, so we really bought that as a gold project. But then this is in sort of July of 2021. Then in September 2021, that sort of Mount Ida project was recognized as a lithium area. And then we had Lithium Royalty Corporation came into our IPO for $2 million, which really was, they were a major cornerstone investor, large North American company that, you know, deals in lithium royalties. And so, yeah, we raised $6 million and together with that Mulwarrie project and some gold project in Halls Creek. And that was May 2021, yeah, that we listed. So May 2022, rather, that we listed. So we're almost two years old. And since then, we've acquired the rare earths project in South Australia and this Cadillac project in Quebec.
Let's talk a bit more about that rare earth project in South Australia. It's in a place called Wallowe, which is 250 kilometers north of Adelaide. And as I understand, you're looking for a rare earth metal called niobium. I got to say, this one is a new one for me. I looked it up and, well, it's a superconductor. It can withstand high temperatures. I understand that makes it a popular material for jet engines, superconducting magnets, even oil and gas pipelines. So how far advanced is this project? I think I heard drilling is underway.
Yeah, so it's still early stages, but we completed a drilling program there in December, December just gone. So we're still waiting on the final results from that drilling program. Yeah, look, niobium is that we're looking for rare earths, which is sort of a basket of rare earths and niobium. If you look at WA1, they're a company in Western Australia that have discovered it looks like a very, very good niobium deposit. It's that project's really interesting. It's in great geology. It's there's some very deep structures there. This is a carbonatite hosted rare earths project, which is what the major sort of deposits in the world, if you like Mountain Pass in California and Lynas in Western Australia, are carbonatite hosted rare earths. So yeah, we've generated some good targets there. We've done our first drilling, and we'll just be reassessing, you know, what our next steps are.
All right. Well, I got a challenge for you, and that's to help make niobium a household name.
Yeah. Well, I think WA1 will certainly be are on the way to doing that. So we're keenly watching their progress and obviously, exploring for it ourselves.
All right. Well, Sean, you're in Perth and you have a couple projects in Western Australia. One is called Goldfields. The other is Halls Creek. Give us a quick overview. Which one is the most advanced?
Well, yeah, there's the Mulwarrie project in the Goldfields was one of our listing assets, and we have a joint venture on that project with Liontown Resources, who are, of course, a major lithium company who are just constructing the Kathleen Valley project. So, yeah, so they just sort of, we entered that joint venture with them. They've completed a soil sampling, and so now they're going to get to work over the next 12 months and doing some lithium exploration. It's in the right geology, and there's also significant gold results from the soil samples that they did there. So it's gold and lithium, which is really interesting. And we also have the Halls Creek project, as you mentioned, which we had drilling results there from last year, up to 18 grams per ton gold. So that's a seasonal area. You can't work there really through December through to March because of the heavy rainfall and that. So yeah, once the rain clears, we'll be able to get back up on the ground there during our winter here. And so then we'll decide what our next sort of steps are on the project as well.
Sounds good. Let's take a look at the investing side of the equation now. Your company's share price has come under a lot of selling pressure of late, over the last 8 months or so. Your shares were trading at about 25 Aussie cents a share back in July last year. They're around 9 cents now. Why do you think the company has come under so much selling pressure?
Yeah, look, it's tough at the junior end, Michael. I mean, once the sentiment changes, I guess, lithium price was coming off you know, the, and so generally sort of sentiment changes and sentiment is down. So you're really getting more sellers than buyers, unfortunately. It's as simple as that. So now, as you said, we seem to have turned off the bottom, and now we're hoping that, you know, the lithium price will improve, you know, the sentiment in the market will improve, and then, you know, we'll, you know, our share price will appreciate, you know, based on improved sentiment and also based on exploration results. That's what, that's really what drives, you know, the value in this, in junior explorers. You've got to get out there, you've got to put some holes in the ground, and you've got to prove a concept or hopefully make a discovery. So yeah, look, yeah, we've certainly suffered the same as a lot of companies in this space, but as we're hoping sentiment will turn around throughout 2024.
All right, well, speaking of opportunities, I'm going to give you an opportunity to give us an elevator pitch. Some analysts might look at the sell-off of the past year and see a good buying opportunity. So I'd like to ask you, tell us, why should investors consider Olympia Metals to be a stock to watch?
Well, we've got a very tight capital structure. We only have 84 million shares on issue since we've raised that $1 million Canadian. So we've got money in the bank, which is most important. So we don't need to raise funds soon. We have money in the bank to do our exploration in Quebec. We've got exposure to lithium and gold, so we think there's good value in Olympia Metals.
Sean, thank you very much. We've covered a lot of territory today. We'll keep a close eye on your stock and hope to check back in with you again soon.
Thank you, Michael.
We've been speaking with Olympia Metals Managing Director Sean Delaney, and you've been watching Global One Media's Stocks to Watch. I'm Michael Suedo.